Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! This is episode 72. Road to 100 episodes. I'll keep saying that on each episode until I get to 100 episodes. That's my motivation. Anyway, I hope you guys are well. Welcome to this new episode. My name is Awino Awiti. And okay, what did I want to say? I just lost my train of thought, like, shoop. Anyway, this episode is, like, has been contemplating. It's, like, a sad episode, you guys. Disclaimer. It's like, something, I feel like, do I really want to share this? And then I feel like, why shouldn't I share this? If I, like, why not? Anyway, what's the worst thing that can happen? Yep. I'm thinking there's something called parental wounds. Have you ever heard of something called parental wounds? Anyway, before we get to the topic, remember we're still pushing the What's Your Unspoken Story, the series. By the time you're going to be listening to this, the poster is out. The link is out. Submit your story. Share with your friends. Share with your circle. Share with your family. People you think who have impacting stories. If you know someone who needs to tell a story, if you want to share your story with the world, share your unspoken story. Check out my social media platforms, Unspoken Podcast KE on all social media platforms, at Awino Awiti on all social media platforms. Check out the poster, check out the link, submit your details, and I'm going to get back to you. Yeah? So, sup. And remember, by the way, check out my YouTube. New vlog is up. I know. So, you guys enjoy the vlog. And remember to like, share, and subscribe. Let's get on to it. So, I was talking about parental wounds. I've never known there's something like parental wounds, but actually it's there. But I just didn't know it was there, you know. I've been even listening to podcasts lately, and then I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and then I've listened how these people are sharing how, like, their mother wounds, like their father wounds, and I'm like, okay, so this thing really exists. Like, there's something like this. It's like, how did they describe it? A parental wound. Let's say a father wound, because me, when I talk about a father wound, I don't have a mom, but there's also I don't have a mom, but I still have mother wounds. So, like, a father wound is like, if your parent wasn't, like, emotionally available, or maybe you had, like, your parent was like, you get, your parent was like physically but not emotionally available, or your parent was like abusive, something like that, growing up. So, like, if you listen to my last episode, I was talking to you guys how I went to see my dad who is admitted in hospital, who is not doing well, he's sick. And it got me thinking about a lot of stuff, about my childhood, about how far I have come with my dad, how far I've come with my relationship with my dad. I've said several times on this podcast, I lost my mom when I was, like, so young. I lost my mom when I was 4 years old. My mom died in 2002. So how many years ago was that? We are in 2024. That's 22 years ago. In fact, she died in August. So, like, this is her 22nd anniversary. She's 22nd death anniversary. Imagine. She died, like, 4 years, like, 2002, when I was 4 years. So, when she died, she left 3 kids. Me and 2 other brothers, my elder brother and my younger brother. And when she died, my dad couldn't raise all of us at the same time when she died. So, we had, my dad had to take us to live with relatives. So, my siblings and I, we didn't grow up together. That's the first wound. That's my first father wound. My siblings, like, my dad robbed me and my siblings of living together, of growing up together as siblings. When my mom died, I remember there was a time I didn't even see my brothers for, like, 5 years, even more than 5 years. Imagine. I remember the entire time I was in primary school, I had never seen my brothers. I had never seen my brothers the entire time I was in high school. I think even almost 10 years. Imagine, I had never seen my brothers. I had not even talked to them on the phone. We used to talk on the phone like once in a while, like once, because I was a kid, of course, I didn't have my phone. I rarely used to go home. I used to live with my relatives, some relatives, like cousins, I don't know. Yeah. So I rarely didn't even go home. So imagine staying 10 years without seeing your siblings, your blood, like your brother. Imagine. I was robbed of that when my mom died. And it's so crazy. And I think, as much as at least now, and we have tried, shout out to my siblings, we have tried nowadays at least, we are close with my siblings, we talk, we have tried, because we didn't, like, I literally didn't know what my brothers liked, what their life was like. We don't have that, that is my father wound. Like, we didn't have that childhood memories with my siblings, man. So it's so painful. Like, we didn't have that opportunity to play together. If we played, maybe when my mom died 4 years ago, at four years, like, those, I don't even remember what was happening when I was 4 years, literally. So we didn't have that childhood memories playing together, that sibling rivalry. We didn't even have that with my siblings, because my dad couldn't raise that. Because my dad couldn't trace us at the same time, all of us. So that was so crazy. It was bad. It was so, so bad. So sad. Anyway, that's something we struggled with. But and I think it really affected my siblings and I, our relationship at the time. But now we have tried. I think after now primary, we started at least now finding our way to each other. We would go home during December holidays. We would visit the same relatives after primary. Now at least now in high school, now when we were teenagers, now at least we started getting to know each other. Yep. We started getting to know each other then, but I think we still have that trauma. I don't know about them, but I do. I do. I miss like that thing is like that's something that is missing from my childhood. Spending my childhood with my siblings. That is a big part of growing up. That is something that is missing. I feel like it left like a gap. And yeah, I hope my kids don't experience that, or any other persons. I wouldn't like even wish that on anyone's kid. No. So I feel like my dad was emotionally unavailable for us as kids. Let me speak for myself. I feel like my dad was emotionally unavailable for me as a kid. And I don't know if I blame him. I don't know. I don't know. It's just so crazy. He was just like emotionally unavailable. And sometimes I used to just say, like, now why did my mom die now? There was a time I was like, I wish now my mom was now alive more than my dad. It was so crazy. As a kid to be dealing with that, it is so bad. I remember even when I was in high school, I used to not even tell people that I don't have a mom. No one ever knew but about my family. I feel like growing up, family was like a dreaded topic to me. When people used to, I remember when in school, people used to talk like, "Hey, my dad." People used to make stories. My mom, my dad, that did what? My mom, my dad, me. I would just listen to those stories. You could never hear me talking about even my dad. I didn't know him even that well. You could never hear me like, "Oh, my dad did it." Never. Even like at him mentioning my dad, my mom, my dad, even my brothers, rarely. You will never get me. So no one even knew like about my family that much in high school. I remember in school people I used to know like my friends because of the stories they used to tell me, I would know this, my friend, his dad is like the type of job they do, because they used to talk about it severally. But me, I rarely did, because I felt like I was wounded. I had like a deep family wound. My, like, topics to do with family, they were delicate. They were a delicate topic. I didn't indulge. They were so, so delicate. That's a wound that I've been nursing since then. It's like, that's even a family wound. It's not even a dad wound, a father wound. But those are just some of my father wounds. I feel like my dad was emotionally unavailable for me and my siblings growing up. And separating us when we were kids. Honestly, that really affected us growing up. It really did. And these are things I feel like I need to unload these on therapy. You need to unload these things on therapy. Because I said this on the 2 episodes ago, like, the things you go through as a child affects your adulthood 100%. Therapy is important, guys. I've not started going on therapy. I won't lie. I haven't gone on therapy. I still can't afford therapy. I can't, but soon I'm trying. Let me work hard so that I can afford therapy and go to therapy. All these things you need to unlearn on therapy, because the things you need to figure them out so that you don't. When I was even doing my research on this, like, I learned that these wounds, example, father wound, mother wounds, these wounds are you can transfer them to the next generation. So if you don't heal your father wounds, if you don't heal your mother wound now, you're going to transfer them to your children, which is crazy. Me, I do not want my kids to grow up the way I did. In fact, what I'm always praying, my prayer to God is always like, God, me, I want just a family. I want when I find a husband, like, we grow. I need to raise my kids in a full family, in a present family with a mother and a father. Because I didn't have that growing up, man. I did not have that. I didn't even have that family, sense of family growing up, like a mom, dad, children. Because first of all, my siblings and I grew up separately. That's already like fucked up. So me, my prayer to God is always like, God, I am praying for to build a nice family for myself, a mother, to be present for my kids, man. I owe them that, because I didn't have that. So you need to heal those father wounds. You think you don't have them, but those things are there. Even you can have both parents, but you have now mother wound and father wound, like parent wounds. Those things exist, bro. They exist. And you need to navigate them and forgive your parents. You forgive your parents for them, and then you move forward so that you don't transfer them to your kids. And like, this thing was so crazy when I was listening to, and a lot of people have them. I was even listening to Adele Onyango's podcast, Legally Clueless, how she was talking about her father wound. Her dad, in fact, her dad passed like long time ago, and she's still talking about how now she's navigating it in therapy. The other day I was listening to TMI, Kina Murugi Munyi and Lydia KM's podcast. They're also talking about their mother wounds, how then they have their mothers are still present, and how they're talking about how they have been unloading their mother wounds on therapy. And I realized, damn. And I just, when I was listening to them, and then I went back and looked at my life, and then I realized, okay, even me, I gotta deal with this. That's why I was even like 50-50. I wasn't sure I really needed to share this, because it was like, I'm still hurting. It's like a delicate topic, and I'm like, no, I need to share this. If I don't share it, maybe someone doesn't know about this, because I didn't. If those people didn't share their stories, then I wouldn't have known about it. So yeah, that's family for you. Family is always so fucked up, man. If there's something that's fucked up, it's family, bro. Family has a lot of shenanigans, a lot going on. But at the end of the day, family is family. Family is family. I remember even me, There was a time I was so mad at my dad. I was so mad. I just felt that anger towards him. Like, why? Like, I feel like he was missing from my life. I was like, why is he not like, why is he not like other dads? Why is he not like other dads? There were times he couldn't provide for me the things he needed to provide for me because he wasn't able, he wasn't stable, he wasn't working. And I was so mad at him at the time I was a kid. I was so mad at him, like, why is my dad not like other dads? Where was he? Where was he? Where was he when other dads were looking for money for their kids? Where was my dad? I was so angry at the time. I remember I was in high school campus then. I was so mad at him because he couldn't support me at times when I needed him to support me. At times, he was like, he couldn't support me in ways that I needed him to support me. And I was so angry. I was like, ah, I wish my mom was there instead of you. I don't know if my dad is going to ever listen to this episode. I hope not. But I'm speaking from my heart. I am speaking from my heart. That's how I was feeling. But in the end, I'm figuring that it's me. It's me to do the work. To learn to forgive my dad. Like, because I can't go back. I can't go back and bring my mom. I can't go back and bring my childhood and bring my childhood and just and relive my childhood again. I can't. So I have to live with it. It's not fair, but I have to live with it. I have to work, navigate it, have to live with it, and I have to work on it so that I don't implicate these wounds on my kids in future. So yeah, parental wounds exist, guys. It exists. So you just do the inner work. do your due diligence. Do the inner work and figure it out for yourself. Same as healing your inner child. Those things really affect your childhood, man. If you don't like navigate them, you're gonna be you're just gonna get that you're so mad at life. And you don't even really know what the problem is. If you can go to therapy, please do. Please. I can't wait to start therapy. It really helps. It changes your perspective, how you view life. It does. Just doing the inner work within yourself, it changes a lot of things. So yeah, today I was just here to share with you guys about that. Like, father wounds exist, mother wounds exist, parental wounds exist. And they're part of you, even if you don't know about them. And how do you, like, navigate them? I hear that, like, they have, like, sometimes you hear, like, emotional outbursts. Someone has anxiety, emotional outbursts, maybe, like, low self-esteem. They end up affecting your childhood, like I was saying. You have, like, emotional outbursts. There's anxiety, there's, like, low self-esteem. Sometimes even these wounds end up affecting your relationships. They do. Like me, I was saying my child, inner child, like my childhood affects my relationship. Affected until I like navigated it. It used to affect my relationships. Not being able to trust someone, not being able to like just trust someone that much to tell them something. Like, to just trust, like, this person loves me, trusting that, like, this person is gonna show up for me. Because I was hurt when I was young. People didn't show up for me. I didn't have, when I lost my mom, I never thought anyone would ever love me if not my mom. Those things affected me. It affects relationship. It affects you. Mental health, childhood trauma exists, guys. So you need to do the inner work and figure it out. Yeah. Anyway, that's just what I came to tell you guys today. Do the inner work. Figure it out. If you can go to therapy, please do. Anyway, I hope I've done something sharing this. I hope you have learned something. I hope you do the inner work. I hope you do. And remember to submit your unspoken story. Submit your unspoken story. Share with your friends and family. Submit your story. Check out my social media. Submit your story. Also, check out my vlog on YouTube. It's a dope vlog. Check it out. Like, share, subscribe. And I will see you on the next episode. Adios, 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 muchachos. Let me rest. Let me sleep. Oh, I'm so tired.